Okay. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather today, feeling a little bit sick. So hopefully, the biggest problem for me is sneezing. I've been, I'm sort of a bit sick. I'm in one of those situations where any moment now, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. So I shall try not to, but no promises. Now, I wanted to talk about something in this little podcast, which is very important. It's when people respond positively with, for example, "Me too. I'm very happy today," person A. Person B says, "Me too," which of course is a colloquialism and it's grammatically incorrect. The problem is everybody says it. This is the problem. It's one of those, I could say rare, but perhaps it's not so rare. But it's one of those examples, classic examples, where everybody, especially English natives, use it. So effectively, it has become part of common English usage. However, technically, grammatically, it's incorrect. So it's a bit awkward. Let me give you this little story I read today about the Japanese Prime Minister Mori, who recently visited the USA. So, well, I think it was recently. At least the story is recently. It is from a recent publication, I think. So, the Prime Minister went to Washington, and it seems he has no English level at all. Yeah, like zero, nothing, okay? So he meets the president, and he has an instructor, because always they always have interpreters everywhere they go. So he's given some basic English conversation training, and he's told, when you shake the president's hand, you have to say, "How are you?" And the president, person B, I suppose, will say, "Oh, I am fine. And you?" Or something, more or less that. And he was explained what that means in Japanese. So your reply should then be, "Me too." So he was told to say "me too." He was told to use a colloquialism. There was a problem, because when they met, he didn't say, "How are you?" He said, "Who are you?" And the president, with good humor, replied by saying, "Well, I'm Michelle's husband." And he laughed. And then the Japanese Prime Minister replied with, "Me too." And he laughed as well. After that, there was a bit of an awkward silence. So these things are very difficult. I mean, those basic words, the five W's, who, what, where, why, when, except for the last one, they're all very similar. But those W questions can always get you into trouble, because they're so similar. And it is difficult. But basically, it's normal. It's normal for English natives, and therefore it's normal for students of English to pick up the usage. And even if it's incorrect, it's just something that people do. I'm happy, me too. I'm sad, me too. I'm looking forward to the new movie, me too. Rather than the correct. So I've got a list now of the correct replies and examples of the context. And the thing about this is, some of them do seem a bit strange. It's a bit like, traditionally in English textbooks, the ones that publishers in England send to schools around the world, they always have, as part of the basic greetings, how do you do? How do you do? I never say, how do you do? I always say, how are you? How are things? How's it going? It depends who I'm talking to, I suppose. But I never say, how do you do? No one says that. So, we have person A and person B. So it's so plus the auxiliary, be or have, because the be or the have is also causing problems for some people, and then the subject. So I am happy. Person B says, so am I. And of course, the auxiliary verb, whether it's to be or to have, it needs to agree with the verb tense in the original statement that comes from person A. So if you say, so am I, what you're saying is, I am happy too. You are making a lot of noise. Could be something you say to a person you're trying to concentrate, and the person is making noise. So it's something you'd say, excuse me, you're making a lot of noise. And then person B could say, so are you. You are making a noise too. A lot of noise too. Then you have, I need some money. So do I. So this is where we have, I need more money too. Putting too. So this is the basic pattern. Steve likes pizza. So does Mary. I think I'm going to sneeze. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to sneeze. Okay, I think I'm okay. I shall continue. I'm very brave. Working when I'm sick. Okay. I've got a common cold. Nothing more, but it's a bit of a nuisance. So we have more. I'm going to go through this list.